In the spring of 2013, I stumbled into the most powerful bit of magic I have ever known. Ever since I can remember, I've searched for ways to find magic in everyday life. I've dabbled in all sorts of metaphysical things, from reading tarot cards to practicing mindfulness. But on this particular day, all of my seeking would coalesce into a singular moment, leaving me forever changed. In the early fall of 2012, I was likely in the best physical shape of my entire life. My best friend had signed us up for a Tough Mudder race in Lake Tahoe. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's a 12-mile obstacle course out in the woods set up by special forces types. It's designed for people who are wanting to push their mental and physical limits. It's also created around camaraderie and teamwork, which makes it a lot of fun. So in anticipation of all we'd have to navigate that day, I trained hard and it paid off. My body effortlessly carried me through the experience, and it was literally one of the most fun days of my whole life. So now fast forward to the following spring, and I'm out on a trail run with a different group of friends near my house, and I'm bringing up the rear. Barely into the first mile, my legs feel like lead, my breathing is labored, and I'm wondering what the hell has happened to my fun and fit body that had carried me around this trail dozens of times as I trained for that Tough Mudder race. As I'm trudging along the trail, staring at my shoes dragged through the dirt in what seems like slow motion, I'm listening to this internal dialogue utter a litany of reasons of why and how I'm failing. It's saying things like, look at you, you're so out of shape. You're never going to catch up with them. Last year, you were running this trail like it was nothing. It's going to take you so long to get back to that level of fitness. You are so lame for being so lazy and allowing this to happen. On and on it went. And then all of a sudden, that voice was interrupted by a kinder one. And that one said, what if you noticed what was good right now? It was like when you hear a needle scratch across a vinyl record. It really caught my attention. And I was like, oh yeah, gratitude. So I had a daily gratitude practice during this time, which was pretty simple, really. Each morning when I woke up, I would write down 10 things I was grateful for as I was sipping my coffee. And this would help me start my day on a more positive note. So I decide to listen to the nicer voice, and I lift my head up, I look around, and I start noticing the good things that are around me in this moment. I'm grateful for this amazing spring day. The hills were green and lush. There were wildflowers popping up here and there, and the warm spring breeze felt like a gentle kiss on my skin. I'm grateful that I have friends that I can run around outside with. I'm grateful for my strong, healthy body that can carry me along this trail. Pretty quickly, I start to feel connected to nature and my friends, and I decide to give myself permission to just enjoy the run regardless of how I'm performing. Soon enough, I catch up to them and we talk and joke about different things as we complete the remaining 4 miles of the trail. When we finish, our timekeeper, Aldrich, announces our time, 1 hour, 10 minutes. And I'm like, wait, what? Are you sure? And he said, yeah, I started the timer when we began the run, see? And he holds up his phone to show me the time, 1 hour, 10 minutes. I couldn't believe it. My average time running that trail when I was in what I considered to be good shape was 1 hour, 15 minutes. We'd finished a full 5 minutes faster, and I hadn't struggled a single bit in the remainder of that run. I all of a sudden saw that all the times that I had ever struggled while running that trail were for nothing. It was all in my head. And then all of a sudden, I had this gestalt around all the other areas in my life where I would tend to struggle or criticize myself. What if I could just choose to be present and enjoy my experiences and then have them turn out better than if I was judging or criticizing myself? That, my friends, would be pure magic.